Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to take a bite out of the competition? Are you looking for ideas to make your business better? Welcome to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet,
sponsored by Apple Capital Group.
At the core of every successful business, you'll find people making a difference. And with each episode of the Core Business Show, we talk with those people, examine those ideas, and explore the strategies that make them special. Now, the host of the Core Business Show, Tim Jacquet.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Core Business Show. I'm Tim Jacquet, your host. Today, I have the recording artist, Scooter. We're going to do a 20-minute interview with him. If you'd like to join in the conversation, you can call in at 347-324-3460, or you can post your question in the chat room, or you can email us at info@thecorebusinessshow.com. Well, Scooter, welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you for having me. How you doing?
Great. I have a question. Our guests love to hear personal stories on how artists become who they are. So if you mind, kind of tell us where you're from and how did you get started, and how did you pick your name, Scooter?
Okay. Well, first, I'm from St. Louis, Missouri, born and raised here. And I've been doing Christian hip-hop for about 12 years now. And really, I've been going to church my whole life, and, you know, I've been you know, just trying to be positive my whole life. I never really was a type to be a thug, related things like that, drugs and stuff like that. I never was a type to really do that. I was just like a flirty person. I thought I could just be, you know, a flirty person and still go to church and, you know, just be me and, you know, and do stuff like that. So I just got my life right and, you know, got my life together and stuff, got married, got kids and everything, and I'm just trying to, you know, live right and be positive and set an example for a lot of young people out here. I'm actually 24 myself. So I'm just trying to basically just, you know, just live a good life, you know. And
absolutely.
It's a lot of negative stuff going on in the world. It's a lot of bad things. Every time you turn on the news, it's something crazy, you know, or something outrageous. And you don't really hear too many positive things going on. So I just want to shine a positive light on things. And the name Scooter actually is like a childhood nickname. So I just went on ahead and just put that as far as my music goes, you know, and we just ran with it.
Wow. So tell me about your music. How did you actually get started in music?
Like I said, I've been doing it for about 12 years. I actually had a big brother type figure in my life, and he was doing gospel music, Christian music, and stuff like that. And I was like, man, you could do that? You know, I never really thought it could be done. And the way that he was doing it, I'm like, okay, cool. Well, let me try. You know, and I started just off of being, you know, one of those nosy kids. Like, oh, okay, let me try something different. I don't see nobody doing this. Let me try. But then it began to grow on me, become a big part of my life. And it started to change me as I was trying to, you know, just being nosy and seeing what it was all about. It became a stick with me. So I've just been doing it, you know, ever since then.
Oh, wow. So when you develop your music, were you active in high school or middle school in learning music? Do you play an instrument?
Well, I used to play the drums, and I used to always listen to music, like always in my earphones. I will always music 24/7, just always listen to music and always wonder what it would be like to be on stage. At this time, I wasn't really thinking straight on, you know, influencing people. Around that time, I just wasn't trying to influence people. I just wanted to get on the stage. It looked fun, you know, seeing live events and seeing concerts and stuff, and seeing how people would be on stage and how they could command a crowd either in a negative way or a positive way. So I always wanted to be in control like that. I'm like, man, wow. You know, they're on stage, they got my attention like that, and I always wanted to be the type to, you know, grab people's attention, whether it be playing outside or in class. I used to be a class clown, I'm telling on myself. But I used to be a class clown because I wanted the attention. You know, and that's one thing that caught my eye when I used to listen to music and watch people perform. I'm like, wow, people really have, you know, other people's attention doing things like this, you know. So
I agree.
Like I said, I was just being real nosy and, you know, just wanting to do what I saw, something that was like, wow, this is a real big thing. Like, people really listen to people that's on stage. And I always wanted to be a person that I wanted people to listen to me.
Well, who are your the people you actually look up towards when you were growing up, musical artists? Who influenced you?
A person that influenced me, he's also here out of St. Louis, Missouri. His name is Flame. He goes by the name of Flame, and he's a Christian hip-hop as well. And also, I actually looked up to a well-known artist by the name of Ludacris. I like the way his delivery and his music is, how he'll do metaphors and similes and stuff like that. And I was like, man, this dude is really painting a picture. And I know as an artist, you're here to paint a picture. You know, in our music, whatever we're doing, we're here to paint a picture so that people can see it. And you know, be like, oh, wow, you know, I understand this. Or, you know, I get this and stuff like that. So Ludacris and Flame were two of my people that I really looked up to.
Wow. So what about Ludacris and is it Flame?
Yeah, Flame.
Yeah. What out of their artistry, what really intrigued you how they deliver their music?
I think the way that they deliver their music as opposed to anybody else, going back to what I said, how being an artist, they painted a picture. They could take a simple thing as an apple, and the way that they would talk about an apple, it would make you want to go get an apple. You know, it just wouldn't be like, oh, okay, cool, he's just talking about another apple. But it would be a way that they presented it, and it would be like, man, I just want to go get an apple just because I heard him talking about it. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
It'd just be a way that they'll, you know, the delivery that makes you want to delve deeper into a situation or open up about a situation.
Mm-hmm.
So,
just over
yeah, that
apple.
Was,
wow.
Yeah, yeah.
So they have a great way of really presenting.
It could be something, yeah, it could be something just as small, like I said, just as small as an apple. It's just the way that it's been delivered that will make you, you know, want to, okay, wow, okay. Just like, for example, just like in an interview, if you were to bring me on for an interview and I would give you some answers that you've never heard before, and you'd be like, man, I really want to know more about you. I want to bring you on my team. That's how mm-hmm. it would be with the music. I would hear something in that music like, man, wow, I want to do this. I really want to, you know, man, I want to do this just like they're doing it, you know. So that's how it all influenced me and how their music touched me. And just like, wow, you know, I got to do this.
Well, we're going to take a break real quick and be back. I wanted to see how churches influence your ministry of music. We'll be back in a moment. You listen to The Core Business Show, and our special guest is Scooter.
You're listening to The Core Business Show, sponsored by Apple Capital Group. Apple Capital Group in Jacksonville, Florida is a commercial lender that specializes in asset-based loans, equipment leasing and financing, invoice financing, commercial real estate loans, and asset-based financing in the U.S. and Canada. Apple Capital Group is a direct lender that lends on their private equity investment portfolio. 90% of most loans are decided within 2 hours, and vendor funding within 24 hours after documents are completed with a one-page application. No slow no's, just a quick decision and a fast yes. To get more information about lending from Apple Capital Group, call 866-611-7457. That's 866-611-7457 to speak with one of our loan specialists. Or visit us right now at applecapitalgroup.com. Welcome back to The Core. Once again, here's Tim Jacquet.
Again, welcome back to the program. Tim Jacquet, your host. Today we're having an interview with Scooter. He's a hip-hop recording artist. Back to the question I just mentioned earlier about church having an influence with your particular ministry. Tell us, what was the church role in your ministry?
Well, the church role was in, like I said, when I first wanted to start doing rap and things like that, I just wanted to do it, like I said, just to grab people's attention, just to be like, oh, okay, Scooter, oh, everybody heard about that dude, Scooter, he's cool, I like him, you know, just to be popular, so to speak. And mm-hmm. As I began to go to church and as I began to get serious about church and my life started to change, I wanted to, you know, my whole focus was about God. My whole focus changed. So I just wanted to, you know, I wanted to be the person that always talked about God. I wanted to help lead people, help influence people to go to church. So what better way to do it than the thing that I wanted people to have me be the most popular person in, and that's in rap. Mm-hmm. And at the time, rap was Christian rap or gospel rap wasn't really something that people would listen to. It wasn't really, you know, something that people were like, oh, okay, cool, I'll listen to that. It wasn't really anything like that. So I wanted to put it in a way that people would actually listen to it and they would want to grab on to it. So, like I said, I would begin to read the Bible and things like that and kind of put that in my music, because I feel now like Christian hip hop is just church service without sitting in the pews and, you know, actually driving and going and stuff like that. It's actually church service, you know, in your iPod and stuff like mm-hmm. that. So, and that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to get the whole focus off of me and tailor it to God through my music, through my lyrics. So that's how church played a major part in my music and how I changed it from being popular music and me trying to get all the fame to leading people to God, leading people to Christ.
Any downside of being a Christian artist itself then versus going mainstream that you could have that option to go to?
I think the downside would be that it is overlooked. A lot of people think that it's, for lack of a better word, corny. I've talked to a lot of people and they say, oh, well, it's just not, you know. And nowadays, how things are ran, I've even heard people say, oh, well, you know, it doesn't bring in money. It doesn't bring in, you know, and stuff like that. So people wouldn't really give an ear to it, or people wouldn't really help promote it because it's not really, you know, what's hot, so to speak. So that would be one downside. But here in the St. Louis area, it's a lot of Christian hip hop artists, and it's being received well. There's actually one artist by the name of Lecrae, who just released an album last week, and he's number one on the, you know, charts. So we're making a little bit of noise, but it's like I said, it's just been a downside because people would think, oh, it's corny, oh, it's just, you know, it's just another copycat of rap, you know.
Mm-hmm. And he's from the same area as well.
Well, Lecrae, no, he's actually from Houston, I believe. He's from Houston, Texas.
Oh, he is? Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. H-Town.
Yeah.
Tell us about, you know, when you actually write your music, how do your music, your lyrics come to you?
Well, for a while, when I was making my music, my music would come from what I've been taught in church, the knowledge that I've gained from the Bible and things like that. And now I've gotten to a place to my music to where I just want to write off of personal experiences. I would I would talk about personal experiences I've been through. I've been, like I said a little earlier, I was the type of person that would flirt a lot. I was very flirtatious. That was just mm-hmm. me. I would just, you know, I just love the women. I didn't have any other excuse. I just love the women. So I would talk about personal experiences on how, you know, I would be very flirtatious and things. And now that I'm married, I don't do that. I have a wife. I have kids now. You know, and I would just talk about how, you know, going to church has made me a better person in that department. or I had a weakness in women. That was my weakness. But going to church and striving to be a better person really helped me to become the man that I am today.
Wow. Kind of give us some samples of some of the music, some of the top titles that you've written so far, and how those have been real received.
Okay. I have this one song. It's called Ministry. And, you know, that it'll let you know that it's talking about church. And with that song, it's basically just I'm really not sugarcoating anything. I'm just telling people things that are not the right way to do, the things that are not the right thing to do as far as living, as far, you know, how you carry your life and things like that. And it's really a straightforward song just telling people, hey, you got to stop doing this. You got to live like this. You can't, it's a better way, because a lot of people think that the best way, you know, is turning to drugs and stuff. It gets your mind off things, and that's not really true. I mean, there's a better way. It's a better way to live, and it's a better way to get solutions to your problems. So that's on that song, Ministry. I have a song called Nunu, and that song is just basically talking about how every single day that we wake up, we're given a new opportunity at a better chance of living. We're given a new chance. Every time we wake up, everybody knows that tomorrow's not promised. Everybody, whether you're in church or not in church, everybody knows that tomorrow's not promised. So with the song Nunu, it just encourages people that every day that we wake up, we're given a new chance, a new opportunity to do better than we did the day before.
Mm-hmm.
I got a song. Also, I got a song I just released. It's called What I Do. And that song is just basically talking about, like I said, my personal experiences on how I used to do one thing and how I lived back then. That's back then. You know, what I did, that's in the past. Now, this is what I do, living right, going by reading the Bible, taking care of my family. So it's mm-hmm. just basically talking about all the things that I did is in the past. And what I'm doing now.
Uh-huh.
It's going to lead me to the future.
Absolutely. What do you, if you imagine yourself in the next probably 10 years from now, where do you want to be as an artist?
In the next 10 years, I want to be able, I work a 9-to-5 now, take care of my family. I want to be able to just have the music take care of me and my family. I wouldn't have to work. We'll be able to, we'll be able to stand on our, just for the music and everything. And I want to be able to touch everybody. My goal is to touch everybody with my music and let them know that, hey, you are somebody, you are loved, and it's a better way of living. And that's the bottom line with my music. I just want to make sure I reach as many people as I can, letting them know that you're loved, there's a better way of living, and you are somebody.
Wow. That's really awesome. In closing, what do you like to leave us with, and where can we find some of your music?
Well, what I'd like to leave anybody that's listening, I would just like to let you know, if you're going through a situation, if you're going through a problem, we all go through problems. It's nothing. There's nothing different. It's just the size of the problem. Everybody has problems, whether it's little, big, or what have you. Everybody has problems. It's just the way that you deal with your problem that'll help you out in the long run. If you make a mistake now, it could mess you up for the rest of your life. But if you do something good to help your life, help those that's around you, that'll be the biggest thing that you ever did, and it'll be a good thing that you've done. And if anybody wants to find more information about me, all you have to do is go to my website, www.iamscooter.com. That's IAMSCOODA.com. Or if anybody's listening has an Android-powered phone, all you have to do is go to the Google Store, type in my name, Scooter. You could download my app, or you could download my music. I'm also a registered musician on the Google Play Store. So you can download my free app, and you can get some free music as well from the Google Play Store.
Wow, perfect. Well, Scooter, thank you for joining the program today. And, of course, your website address is, again?
IamScooter.com. That's IamScooda.com.
Great. Thank you for joining the program today.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate you for having me.
Thank you. Take care. Again, this has been another production. Bye-bye. Again, it's another production of the Thank you for listening. Everybody have a great day. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet. For more information about equipment financing and asset-based loans, visit our website, applecapitalgroup.com. That's applecapitalgroup.com. Or call us at 866-611-7457. We hope you'll join us for our next episode. And remember, you can always get to the Core via iTunes. You'll find all our previous episodes there. And thanks again for listening to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.